Hi there, I'm Nick Francesco, and this is Your Computer Minute. Augmented reality, virtual reality, mixed reality. Apparently just plain old reality isn't good enough for us anymore. The Consumer Electronics Show is on in Las Vegas. This is where every company trots out their new hotness for the world to gawk at and try to figure out what they can sell so they can afford it. This year, under various names, it's not reality headsets. Google tried this years ago with Google Glass. It was a pair of glasses, well, really a glasses frame, that hooked up visually with Google, and they sold it for $1,500. Google struggled to sell them for 2 years before giving up. And now Sony's got their headset on the market. It doesn't look anything like a pair of glasses, and it's mostly for gaming and specialized software right now. No idea if they'll sell any, although Microsoft seems to be doing pretty well with their HoloLens at over twice the price of Google Glass. Apple is set to release theirs any day now. They'll sell a million of them, even though they're priced like a used car. Well, so is Microsoft's. No price yet on Sony's, but it's unlikely to be much less. The possible uses are endless, but if Google couldn't sell the unobtrusive glass, I'm not sure how widespread the adoption of something that looks like a fighter pilot's helmet is going to be outside of in-home or in-lab use. But maybe that's the big difference. Google Glass was designed to be worn out in the real world. These others look like they're meant to be hidden away indoors. For more computer news, listen to Soundbites every Saturday from noon till 2 on Jazz 90.1.